Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, just bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We want to know, what is something that made you unexpectedly cry? Like, you weren't prepared for what was currently happening to have the effect on you that it did. 916-909-1065, 909-1065, call or text us. And the reason we're bringing this up is because ever since the election, there's an industry out there that is seeing a mass of their clientele start crying while they're there, and they're rage rooms, which is hysterical. I've never been to a rage room. It looks like something, though, that would be kind of fun. You'd basically just go into a room that has a bunch of all kinds of smashable things, TVs, glasses, all kinds of stuff. You go in there with a bat or an axe or whatever blunt object they give you. You put on some goggles and you just go to town, smash stuff up, get all your aggression out. And it's usually a lot of fun, but they're reporting all over the country that people are, especially women, are showing up and they are just having these crying fits while they're there. And the staff's like, I don't know what to do.
There's nothing to do, guys. Just let it happen.
Yeah. So it made us think, like, what are some unexpectedly triggering things that have made you cry? 916-909-1065. I got to tell you, the time that I had an unexpected cry that makes me laugh still to this day is I was watching Chopped on the Food Network. And I couldn't tell you what they were making or what the mystery ingredients were, but I'm watching it and I remember sitting there like, wow, how are they going to pull this off? And then there was some lady on there that was doing it for her son. They're all doing it for their son or their mom. And I was like, she pulled it off. That dessert looks delicious.
Well, as a person that is prone to crying.
Right, yeah.
There are a slew of things. Most notably, though, sometimes if I see football plays in slow motion.
Football plays?
Like a touchdown.
Yeah.
And then they start celebrating together. And I just think, like, I'm so proud of them.
Right.
And they're so happy for each other.
That just gets you every time, huh?
We put this up on Facebook. And as always, our listeners are the funniest. Takora said, the live action Aladdin, I just kept thinking about Robin Williams and Bald.
Oh my God.
Zia said, I was trying a new neurological med and I had to throw away a hot dog. I immediately started crying as if I lost my best friend. So I had to mourn the loss of that hot dog. Needless to say, I've stopped taking the medication.
I mean, I've cried over hot dogs.
Gina said, a picture of a bear in ice skates from Russia. Nicole said there's a video of a golden retriever that couldn't catch any food thrown to him. It was like a slice of pizza or a hot dog or spaghetti, and I cried every time watching it over and over. Jenny said, I always felt I would be a Ravenclaw, but when I took the original Pottermore test, it placed me in a Hufflepuff.
And you started to cry? Oh my God.
Caitlin said, I cried when I was pregnant because I asked for extra olives on my Greek salad, and they put a total of 4 olives. I even put in the notes when I ordered it, I'm pregnant and I'm craving olives.
Oh my God. I feel like we need to have a whole different asterisk just for people who are pregnant.
Oh, for sure. This one is so great. Samantha, I caught a frog while walking to a friend's house, so I carried him with me to show her and then released him outside of her house. My mom told me that I just moved him 6,000 miles from his frog home, and I immediately thought of his wife and kids and how they'll never see each other again.
I've had thoughts like that.
Can you think of times that I've cried? I cried recently because you told me to think about if there was some sort of disaster and what I would grab from my house.
Oh, that was a... we had to keep reminding Katie, this was just actually a hypothetical. It's not actually happening. 916-909-1065. Good morning, Annie.
Good morning.
What did you watch that made you unexpectedly cry?
No, I was saying like just like any kind of like creepy movies or like if you see something like paranormal or like just something gives you the heebie-jeebie vibes, I just start bawling my eyes out. Like, I don't know why. I'm like, it's maybe a stress response or something.
It's gotta
be. I'm like,
that's hysterical.
So do you watch those cheesy paranormal investigation shows and cry?
Oh, yeah, sometimes. I'm also a crime documentary watcher.
Oh, crap. Well, yeah. I mean, crime documentary, they're a very real victim. So if you want to feel empathy for them, that's okay. But as far as
the part too.
Well, sure. But as far as the paranormal investigators go, there's nothing scary about bros tramping around in the dark going, did you see that? Did you see that? And you're like,
I kind of do get a kick out of it, though.
Thank you so much for calling.
I love that she's all over the place. Like, I like it, but I don't like it, but I can't stop watching it, but it makes me cry.
I can understand that as well. Keep the text messages coming in to 916-909-1065.